Okay. One of my, I've said this recently as well, I think 2 weeks ago, one of my favorite Divrei Torah is related to this week's Parsha. Parsha Noso deals with the Parsha of Nazir. So, we know the Haftorah is very often related to the contents of the Parsha. So, because we're talking about the Nazir in our Parsha, so the Haftorah is about Shimshon the Nazir. And a fascinating dialogue happens in the Haftorah. Shimshon's father's name is Manoach, and Manoach's wife meets Malach Hashem, and Malach Hashem tells Manoach's wife that you're going to have a son, he's going to be a Nazir, and he shouldn't drink wine. He's actually, Malach Hashem is already telling Ashes Manoach that she doesn't really have a name, she's the wife of Manoach. Don't drink wine, and don't eat shechar, beer, and so on. And because your son is going to be a nazir. And what happens? Eshes Manoach comes back to Manoach and tells her husband everything that took place and everything the Malach told him. And what does the husband say? The husband says, "Vayetem Manoach Hashem, v'yomer bi Hashem, bi Adoni, bi Hashem, ishalokim Hashem shalach yevon od elenu v'yoreinu ma'asel na'ar yulad." Please have the Malach come back again and tell me what to do. He didn't trust his wife. Why in the world did Manoach need the Malach Hashem to come back again and to tell him all the details and all the instructions? The Malach already told Ishus Manoach. But Ishmael came, called Manoach, and Hashem heard his voice, and the Malach came again. And the Malach said to him the same thing. What did he say? Yeah, 1 second. Vayomer Malach Hashem, Pasuk Gimel. Everything I told your wife, you shall guard from. Right? And then Manoach says, "Very good. I'm happy. I'm satisfied." And he moves on. So what exactly, what was going on there? What was the dialogue? So both the Meshech Chachma and Shimon Schwab and my Beis Yisrael point out an unbelievable yisod in life, an unbelievable yisod in chinuch that I hope that you'll take with you, and that is that there was certainly a reason why Manoach asked Malach to come again, and the Malach certainly added something to the instructions. That is, obviously we understand that if Ashes Manoach, the wife, was going to give birth to Shimshon, she already has to observe the halachos of the Naziris. But the Manoach asked an unbelievable question. And he basically told the Malach Hashem and Hashem, right, how is it possible for me to raise my son as a Nazir and that he should refrain from beer and wine and cutting his hair and too much ochlin if I myself don't follow those halachas? It's impossible. The number one recipe for proper chinuch is to be a role model. So how could it be that the father, Mr. Manoach, is going to eat and drink wine all day and all night and cut his hair, and yet his son is going to be obligated to observe the halachos of Nazir, not be able to drink wine and so on and so forth? So that's why Manoach had to go back to Malach Hashem and said, "Listen, it's very nice that my son's going to be a Nazir. What should I do?" And that's why it seemed as though the Malach Hashem was telling Manoach the same thing he told his wife. But no, the Malach Hashem is right. You can't raise a child without that going ahead and observing the same thing yourself. I once heard very sad stories from Rabbi Pesach Kohn on the tape years and years and years ago. He said this boy was having trouble in his Vodas Hashem, and the mother called Rabbi Kohn up and said, "This boy wants to meet you." So Rabbi Kohn said, I'm not like a therapist, I'm not a this, I'm not a that." And she said, no, he listens to your tapes and he enjoys your tapes, please meet him." And basically the boy conveyed many contradictions, that his father would tell him X, you know, whatever it is, X or Y, and he would tell him things that you're not allowed to do, but he himself would do them. So, and it's a tremendous yisod in life when you're raising children. The way you act, right, there's nothing like, right, actions speak louder than words. That's the right phrase that puts this into perspective. You can tell a child, you can tell somebody to do X, Y, and Z But if you yourself don't do it, first of all, it's going to be contradictory, and therefore it's going to be very confusing, and the kid's going to be very confused. But more than that, if a person sees how you act in a positive way, then they will follow suit as well. Perhaps it's, I don't know, maybe I should shut up the recorders. I will shut up the recorders now. Based on that story and the concept that role modeling is the number one ingredient for being with chazak one's children. But I think I'd like to, based on what Rabbi Weil said last week when he spoke about the potential and the influence that you can have on world Jewry is astronomical. Right? When you think about how many people do we come into contact with, when you're driving on the road, right? You know, people, I use that example all the time. I happen to drive it quite a bit, but almost every ride, there's some way, shape, or form to be kind of change your mind. Either you don't honk the guy for cutting you off when it was an accident, or you don't honk the guy in front of you who's taking, you know, who didn't realize that the light was green, or sort of something, you let somebody go in front of you. All these types of things, when you're wearing Yamka, right? You're ambassador, you're representative of Bnei Torah. This is all role modeling. This is all the same yisod in terms of how you act. And certainly, when you go out to the world and you have a summer internship in camp, many of you are going to be in camps. You're going to have campers, right? How you act, how you daven, how you learn, how you talk, how you act is going to have a tremendous influence on these children. More so that you can give them a shiur, you can try to tell them inspiring stories, but it's not the same. You cannot compare to words to actions. It's incomparable. Absolutely incomparable. And I was looking for something else to add to this morning's Dvar Torah, and I found in Halei Shaveach a beautiful idea that I think goes very well with this. Rav Yitzchok Zilberstein brings down the pasuk. It says, "Kosevarachu." This is how you shall bless. So obviously, the commandment to the Kohanim to bless the Jewish people. And Rav Yitzchok Zilberstein says that when Avram was able to save Sarah away from Paro, so it says, "Vayikrosh Shom Avram b'shem Hashem." And Avram called out in the name of Hashem, and that's it's talking about where he built him his Be'ach. So before you explain that Avram built him his Be'ach, why? So that he should publicize the great name of Hashem. That's why he built him his Be'ach. Publicly praising Hashem's name, and to let the nations of the world, to let the whole world know. Now, in our generation, even though we want to praise Hashem, let's say we had a beautiful Shavuot, we want to thank Hashem publicly for giving us the Torah. So can we go ahead and can we build a mizbeach? No. Well, how do we fire his name? How do we publicize? How do we make a public recognition, and public praise of Hashem's name? So he wanted to tell Rav Zilberstein that one of the ways you can do that is when you make brachos. When you make a bracha b'kol ram, right? We know we were supposed to make brachos b'kol yom, 100 brachos a day. And the Gemara Merachos says, Ma Hashem so'el mi'imachim l'ira. What does God request of us but to fear Him? And Ma, the Gemara direction is Ma is referring to Ma, 100 brachos every single day. Now you'll ask me, I make 100 brachos a day, usually during the week it's usually not a problem at all. It doesn't lead to Yerushim Shem. Maybe the reason is because we don't necessarily focus on the words of the bracha. But if you focus on the words of the bracha, Baruch, which essentially means you're the source, like a brecha, like a pool, you're the spring, you're the source of all, Ata, you, Hashem, you're Adon HaKo, you're the master of everything, Hoya Hovevi, it was, is, and will be, Elokeinu, is Baal Kohos Gdolos, you're the Almighty, Mashkiach al Kol Olam Kulo, and you supervise the entire world. If you think about that 100 times a day, Baruch Atah Hashem, yat, dat, 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 100 times a day, you will come to Yerushim, right? It enters into, right? The Chitzonius is more than previous. If you end up thinking about that 100 times a day, and you bless Hashem, but now imagine if you actually said the Brachos out loud, and with Kavana, and people heard you. Can you imagine the type of influence and impact you have on other people? You go to a camp setting, you go home to your houses, and you start. And we're not talking about being from and putting people, you know, making people feel uncomfortable. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Bnei Mezonos. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Borei Pri Adamah. Right? You're sitting down at dinner. There's so many prophecies you can make. Of course, if you're washing and if you're benching, you can say it out loud. You don't have to do it. We're not talking about anything rash. You're thanking God for everything He's given you, which is certainly. Kedai and appropriate to recognize, and that way you can follow Avraham Avinu's lead. You don't need him as back to move far in the greatness of Hashem to the world. Just say brachos, 100 brachos today. Obviously, many of the brachos are shmon esrei, which are not necessarily public, and so on and so forth. But there's so many different brachos that a person can say out loud. And this is on top of the power of Amen. If anybody's ever read the Amen book, how huge Amen is. Amen, you know, stands for Kel Melech Ne'eman, And the schools that are lie in saying Amen are tremendous. Just as an aside, we know that they say over from Chaim Volozhiner. Chaim Volozhiner was makbid to always say a bracha when someone else was around because he didn't want to waste an Amen. And the famous story that in the middle of the night he needed a drink of water so badly, and he didn't know what to do. He there's nobody around, and all of a sudden one of the bachrim showed up. And he was able to make the shahako, and the bachur said amen. And he asked the bachur the next morning, "Do you remember coming last night?" And he didn't. They say it was Gilu Elio. Can you imagine on that level? We don't need to build a mizbeach in order to praise the name of Hashem. Make a bracha. So what a golden opportunity. And this is another great and easy way of role modeling. Whether you're role modeling to your families, whether you're role modeling to students or campers, how to make a bracha and to make it all the time. Rizibushin said that when he was relatively newly married or younger, in his younger years, he had a neighbor of Rabbi Aaron Nicholboim, that every Friday he had some connection to the Biala Rebbe, and every Friday he should shech the chicken in his house. Kovat Shabbos, he should shech the chicken in the house. And he would make the bracha of kisui dam, right? It's very rare for us to have that opportunity. Often I've had the opportunity of making the bracha of kisui dam by kaparas when my kids are on real chickens and we go to a place to have shoftim on the spot. You know, it's not this past year; it's a whole tumult. But anyway, it doesn't happen all the time. But certainly, I don't know how many times you've heard that bracha of kisui dam. But Zilberstein's wife, Allah Hashem, his first wife. So she used to get all the kids, and you could hear the bracha of kisui dam from this hush of a yid, from this special Jew, that he would blast it out b'kavana slowly, and it would have an impact even on the neighbors in the other apartment. So certainly, parents and neighbors and people who go ahead and they say brachas b'kavana, and that certainly can have a tremendous hashpa on the people that are around them. So I think the lesson is clear. But as a Hashem, at the right time, you should all be zochah to have children. And if you want to raise them in the proper way, then you have to act in the proper way. And they say over, you know when should you start working on how to be mechanech your children? When should you start working on that? When you get married? When you start to have children? No, already from day one. The only way you can be successful in raising children is yourself. Are tochel kabara. You yourself are living up to the Eved Hashem and the Ben Torah that you can be. So the lesson from this week's parasha from Manoach, the reason why he needed to know, he understood very clearly. He's very wise. He understood how is it possible to raise Shimshon as a Nazir if I myself don't observe those mitzvahs. It's impossible. So Shol Bezocha to have outstanding children. Shol Bezocha to be the outstanding role models not only to our children, our family, but everybody we come into contact with. And Be'ezus Hashem, we'll bring with Mashpia Kedusha V'Tahara into the world and see the Gula Shlema from here. Have a good Shabbos.